What's making you feel stuck? And the irony is it's not the push and pull for me. It's not the fact that what I want feels divided. What's making me feel stuck is the strongest sense of fear I've ever felt.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I don't know about you, but my default when I am feeling stuck is to jump into the strategy. What do I tactically need to do? What are the steps I need to take? How can I get out of this place? Is there a book I can read? Is there a podcast I can listen to? Is there a process I can follow? Is there a checklist? I just want to be told. I want the instruction booklet and I want out of here, right? And if you have the sense that perhaps the thing holding you back is more centered around mindset than perhaps some of your previous blocks have been, this can be a really frustrating place for someone who likes to think logically and take steps and move in a certain direction. Today, I'm going to do something a little bit unconventional. I wrote down a list of questions that I think truly are going to help you address some of the things that may be going on and get to the root of it. How can we really discover what's underneath of it? And how do we go about feeling good about moving in the right direction? But I wanted to take it a step further. I don't think the questions are as helpful as seeing it in action. And so I have not prepared my answers to these questions, but I want to work through this with you. I am going to talk about my own challenges and the own things I'm struggling with around my mindset and where I want to go next. And we're going to like talk it out together and you're going to see this all unfold in front of you. Now, if you want the full list of questions, we're going to have those posted in the show notes over at bossproject.com. There is also a link in the description below.
If you're new here, thank you so much for listening to the show. I cannot wait for you to really get the opportunity to get real strategy out of this podcast. I want you to make real moves in your business and get real goals accomplished and get you closer to where you want to be. And so I'm so glad you stumbled upon this episode, whether someone shared it with you or you found it by searching. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love for you to subscribe to the show and hear more about how you can build your business and build a life that you're proud of. Also, make sure you're following me over on Instagram. You can find my profile linked in the description below or by going to Boss Project on Instagram, and my profile at Abigail Says is linked in the bio. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. I'd love if you would share today's episode with a friend or pop it over on Instagram and tag me in your stories. I'd love to feature you on my page. Now, for some context, I went into this year knowing in my heart, in my body, in my mind, that I wanted to really pursue visibility in a big way in 2024. I wanted to reach more people. I wanted to have a bigger impact. I wanted to see more people make real changes in their lives and in their businesses. And I felt ready. And we are all of a sudden in April. And while I have made incredible progress on this goal and have absolutely reached more people in a much faster pace than I have in years, and I'm very proud of that, I have felt so much resistance. And fear has come up for me a lot more than I have felt in a very, very long time. And, you know, like any normal person, I have plenty of things that I'm scared of or intimidated by. And I can pinpoint the moment in time that those became real fears. Like, I vividly remember the day that I went from not being scared of heights to being terrified of heights. And I know we all have those moments. Something changed, something came up for us. And it implanted a new fear or block or mindset shift that we didn't necessarily previously have. And if you think about it, in some ways, those are often the root cause of much bigger issues in our life. And while I don't claim to be a psychologist and I'm not here to unravel what may be previous trauma or other issues you've had in your life, please seek a medical professional for that. I do want to talk from a strategic perspective. If I were your business consultant and strategist, how would I help you work through this? And I'm going to do it by basically therapizing myself and talking through the kinds of questions I would ask you, but asking them about me and what I'm going through and what I'm struggling with. Now, in the past, I have been the kind of person that when blocks pop up, regardless of what they are, I'm always here to tackle them strategically. What do I need to do? What's my next step? How can I walk in a certain direction? But it became very clear to me that this may be the time that doing is not the issue, like that I cannot take any strategic steps to fix how I'm feeling. And instead, I have to address something that's much deeper than that. And I hate that. I find that incredibly frustrating. I obviously want to do something that's so much simpler, and taking messy action is definitely the way that I've gotten through things in the past. So feeling like that's not going to be the solution, I have really wondered what would be. And so I asked a friend, like anyone does. You pick up the phone, and I don't care if you call, text, message, whatever. You go to someone you trust and you say, hey, I'd love some suggestions. Now, in the case of this, I asked for a book suggestion. I went to a friend. I didn't necessarily give her any dirt or details or background. I just said, hey, like, do you have any suggestions around this topic? And she immediately, like, read through me, not surprising. And she was like, but why? Like, for what? What are you trying to accomplish? What's going on? And so I didn't want to get too into it. Like, we're friends, but we're not like super close friends. And it felt like a very vulnerable share. And so I gave her the Cliff Notes version of how I was feeling and what was going on in my head. And within seconds, she responded back and she said, I don't think a book is going to help. My heart dropped. Like, I can't tell you how frustrating getting that message was. But I also immediately knew that she was right. Like, I couldn't read my way, learn my way, act my way out of this. I had to get to the root of it. And I'm not there. Like, this is not me on the other side being like, I figured it out. I know how to get to the root of it. I don't, but I am willing to walk through this process with you and be vulnerable and share what I'm really going through and how I'm tackling it, because I think there is something so much deeper here for me and probably for you too. Now, the next thing that kind of came up that took me by surprise. Okay, so first of all, I just celebrated 9 years in business. That went so fast. I cannot believe that. I mean, I am actively in year 10 right now. I finished 9. I'm in year 10. I can't even describe how weird that is, but a very specific thing happened. So we all know about memories on Facebook, the things that like come out of nowhere. And they say, oh, look at this post from blah, blah, blah years ago. Here's what you said on a particular day. So I didn't actually remember the day I started, but apparently March 2nd was the day I started. And exactly 1 year into business, I made this post. And so now 9 years into business, I read it and I was blown away. I was absolutely taken aback. Because what I saw in that post was such a clear definition of determination, consistency, willingness, and pure ignorant bliss. Okay. So essentially, for a little background, for those of you who don't know, year one in business, I was doing all agency work. Like, I was doing marketing work, graphic design work for small Kansas City based businesses. I was selling graphic design services. I was building websites, all of that. But simultaneously, I was building what ultimately was probably a completely separate company, but has turned into what Boss Project is today. And I was blogging about what was going on in my business, what I was learning, how I could help people, and just letting people in on what was going on in my community and the tactical things I was implementing and how those things are being effective. But I committed to blogging 5 days a week for a year, which is nuts. First of all, and I didn't quite hit it. Okay. So the commitment was 5 days a week. And if you were to do 52 weeks a year, that's like 260-ish posts or something like that. I wrote in this comment that happened a year later that I had written 180 blog posts. And word count wise, it was the equivalent of like 2 or 3 short novels. And then I immediately followed it up with my annualized traffic was over 100,000 visitors from 189 different countries, which for those of you who don't know how many countries we have in the world, that was nearly all of them. Now, you know, looking back now, I could be like, oh, some of that was probably bots. Some of that was probably fake traffic. You know, one person visiting your site for 30 seconds isn't the equivalent to someone on your email list or a follower or whatever. I could diminish those results all day long. But what I saw in that post was someone who was so proud of the work she had put in, of the things she had accomplished, of the people she had reached, and of how she had helped her community. So with that in mind, let's get into these questions. The first one, what do you really want? I think if we're trying to get unstuck, we have to get super clear on the differences between what are the things we really need and what are the things we really want. And is it truly important to us? Because if it's not important, then I'm not sure it's something you really want or really need. And so I sat back and thought about the last 6 months. And what's coming up for me is twofold. I am tired. And it's not tired from like running or hustling or whatever, but I've been doing this for a long time. And I have touted what it has awarded me and the financial stability it has given me. And I don't take advantage of that very often. Not to say that this isn't like I don't spend money. That's not necessarily what I mean, but like I do have the ability to work less. I do have the ability to take things slower, and I'm constantly putting my pressure on myself. And over the last couple of years, I've worked much closer to full-time hours in a more structured work environment. And so one of the things I really want is more time to just be and less time to feel like I have to be in a leadership position or leading a company. And, you know, I don't feel bad about that. I am very well aware that ultimately I'm running a lifestyle-based business. If I wanted to build this into the biggest thing it could ever be, then I'm not sure those choices line up. But then I have what feels a bit conflicting to that going on. So there's a part of me that wants to rest and relax and work less and be okay with a slower pace. And there's this huge pull on my heart and on my mind to help more people, because I cannot forget, and I will never allow myself to forget, how hard it was to be struggling financially. Like, you can't erase having an eviction notice on your front door. I paid my rent and I made it work and I got through those hard times when I was in debt and all of those things. And I am so far past that now. I'll be able to retire in 10 years because of what I've done for myself financially. But I still remember that girl terrified that she wasn't going to be able to afford to feed herself, that she had to go sell her plasma to make any dollars. I started secret shopping with the hope of like making extra random money, only to find out that they don't pay out sometimes for 30, 60, or 90 days, which was not helpful when you're in a desperate situation. Back then, there wasn't a lot of, you know, part-time hustle kind of opportunities to make a quick buck online. That wasn't a thing. And I just remember being so scared and also simultaneously so thankful that there wasn't anyone else in this situation with me. Like, I wasn't married yet. I didn't have kids. You know, if I were going to lose everything, there wasn't a whole lot to lose. What am I going to lose? The couch that I got for free, the bed frame that I took out of a dumpster, the mattress that my boyfriend's dad bought for me. I had nothing except sorority t-shirts and a pile of debt from college. I financed all of that. I didn't have any money. And now I have more than $1 million in liquid assets. Like, I don't even want to get into my net worth because honestly, it doesn't feel real. And I can't ignore that I know there are so many people that are in a position that I was in or in somewhere in between. Because we're talking about a huge spectrum here. Someone who's going to get evicted from their home versus someone who can retire 21 years before the average retirement age in the United States. Like, this is a very broad range of financial situations. But I want to see more people not have to worry about money. So you can see that push and pull of like, feeling like I need to and should be able to enjoy everything I've worked so hard for and relax and take some time for me and all of that, while simultaneously feeling like I hold the keys to something that could change someone's life forever. And who am I to hold that back from them? But the second question is, what's making you feel stuck? And the irony is, it's not the push and pull for me. It's not the fact that what I want feels divided. What's making me feel stuck is the strongest sense of fear I've ever felt. I know that when you purposefully put yourself out there, you willingly get in front of more people, you are also going to trigger more people. You are also going to get more criticism. You are also going to get more people who disagree with you. And I think there's an element of me that's okay with them disagreeing with my strategies or my tactics or how I suggest people get there. But I'm so scared of all the other scrutiny that I didn't ask for. I recently followed this girl online. She kind of blew up out of nowhere. She went from zero to 500,000 followers in a couple of weeks because she's hysterical and she's not taking herself too seriously. And you just feel like you could be best friends. And I've really enjoyed her content because I never know what I'm going to get. And it's not about business and it's not even necessarily about life. It's so random, but like in the best way. And she's a Diet Coke girly like I am. And she had this adorable Diet Coke sweatshirt on and people had asked her about it. They asked her where she got it. They thought it was so cute. And so she was like dancing on the screen and like talking about how incredible this sweatshirt is and trying to sell you the sweatshirt on TikTok shop, which get your bag, girl, do it. And I opened the comments and I wanted to cry because sure, there was people like me that think she's funny and hilarious and not taking herself too seriously and cheering her on and all of those things. And simultaneously, there were people that were talking to her about how terrible Diet Coke is for her health. She didn't ask for your opinion. And the same freaking thing happened to me less than 2 weeks ago. And I was so triggered by it. And I need you to know, like, I take things personally. I take things incredibly personally. And I get there's so many well-meaning people out there. Sometimes the criticism comes from a place of love. Like, people genuinely want to help. And I hear you and I see that and I understand that. And it just feels inescapable. I also watched over the last few months two people I care about online, Elise Myers, who's a Kansas City native, and Jen Hamilton, both famous on TikTok. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, it doesn't necessarily matter for the sake of the story, but they've built large followings into the millions. And they both left. They both put it all on pause. Because they could no longer handle all of the hate. So if what's making me feel stuck is fear, and that fear continues to be reinforced by all of these events surrounding myself, it feels real. So I don't necessarily know how to move past something that continues to feel justified. So I'm just going to keep asking myself these questions because I genuinely don't necessarily know what to do with that fear, but I at least acknowledge that it exists.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. don't search match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So question three, what are you willing to do about it? First of all, I'm willing to do a whole heck of a lot. I'm willing to do therapy. I'm willing to work on my mindset with other kind of practitioners, whether they're, you know, traditional medical or alternative medicine or whatever, coaches, all of that. But this is about focusing on what I really want. And if I really want to impact more people, what am I willing to do? I'm willing to put myself out there visibly. I'm willing to risk what feels inevitable to make real change because people deserve it and people need it and people deserve access to the kinds of knowledge and resources that I've had access to. I'm also going to respect that I'm a human that has feelings. And I know that means I'm going to have to put boundaries up some places, and I don't necessarily know where all of those are, but I will continue to pay attention to that. I also will continue to pay attention to my workload. So even if it's about reaching all of these people, is it a slower pace to do that? Like, there is no rush to the finish line. There is no finish line. I just have to keep moving forward. And if I need time, I'm going to respect that I need time. Four, what are you not willing to do? This is a values-based question. What are your values and ethics and morals? And how are you going to stay true to those? And what does that mean in terms of your actions or your reactions? And what I'm not willing to do is sacrifice other people's safety. So if that hate creeps in to my community, bye. Like, absolutely get out, block, done. I don't care if I have to refund people, whatever. I've never had problems with that. But if it were to happen, I will absolutely protect my community at all costs. Now, I do think there's an element of me that struggles with what I'm not willing to do, because some of what I'm not willing to do feels influenced by culture and cultural norms, not necessarily my personal values. So culturally, it's taboo to talk about money. But I feel like if that is the entire purpose, if I am trying to help more people be financially free, I have to be willing to talk about being broke to being a millionaire and everything in between, and the steps I took and the transparent ways that I'm maintaining that lifestyle. Not doing that would feel very against the entire point, but I will continue to have influence that perhaps talking about how much money I make or how much a strategy is working for me is somehow bragging or somehow boastful or somehow inappropriate. And even if I'm firm in my beliefs, that doesn't mean that other people's opinions don't affect me or don't sway me or don't make me double take. Now, one thing I know I'm not willing to do, and this has been true from the beginning and will remain true, is I am not willing to sacrifice anything related to my family's life or well-being. My family means everything to me. And they have been there when I was dead broke, and they are here today. And when I say family, I don't necessarily mean blood relatives, for sure. There's a handful of those that absolutely are part of this group. But I mean the people who are thick as thieves, the people who knew and cared about me before any of this was real, before any of this had come to fruition, before I had successfully built anything, who were there when I was sick, who prayed for me when life was hard, who grieved alongside of me when I lost people I love. I am not willing to sacrifice those relationships. And if anything were to come up for them, I would prioritize them hands down. Like, God forbid that my spouse get a cancer diagnosis. You best believe I would put down every single one of my efforts in this business to focus on his health and recovery. 5, what's your first step? You know, I think it would be really easy to say that my first step is tactical, that my first step is committing to a marketing schedule to put me in front of more people and get more visibility, but I'm not sure it is. Like, I want that to be true because that would be so much easier to prioritize that and make that the thing. But I think my first step is much more personal, and I'm not even necessarily sure what it looks like right now. So in the meantime, I'm committing to the showing up, but I don't necessarily think that that is the first thing for me, the first line for me. The same friend who suggested that it was not a book that I needed did give me suggestions for where to start. So I'm definitely looking more into those suggestions and paying attention to those. How can I get to the root? How can I really address what's going on underneath when fear is holding me back and fear feels justified? We'll talk more about body at the end, but I do think my first step has way more to do with my personal health than it does to do with business at all. 6, what are you willing to commit to? I think the thing that really hit me with that post, the memory that popped up from the first year I had been in business, is I saw someone who wasn't necessarily sure what the results would be, where she would be a year and time later after committing to this practice of consistency and showing up. And I did it perfectly imperfect. Like, I didn't do 5 days a week every single week of the year, but I did do a lot more than nothing. Going from 0 to 180 blog posts is significant. And so I know for me, I have a clear idea of where that commitment is going as a first line. And I do think it's going to be on social, as much as I would love it to be on a blog or email. I don't necessarily think that is how I effectively reach my goal. Like, if I want to reach the most people, I have to go to the place that I have the most opportunity for free and organic reach. And right now, that's on social media. Especially with the changes Google has rolling out to SEO, I think web traffic is going to keep going down. 7, how will you stay focused? I think how I'm going to stay focused is by focusing on the commitment, not on where I'm trying to go with it, because the where I'm trying to go scares me. The reaching a whole bunch of people and being in front of all those people and exposing myself to criticism, if that's what's scaring me, then I can't focus on the thing that's terrifying. I have to focus on the thing that feels achievable, that feels doable, that feels like I have control over it. And how I'm going to stay focused is focusing on the commitment to show up on social. That feels really easy for me. So for you, like, how are you going to stay focused? Are you focusing on the commitment? Is there something else that is going to recenter you? What will rein you in if you get off course? Okay, so I think there's a couple layers to this for me. What's going to rein me in if I get off course? Okay, well, if we're talking about commitment on social, I think what's going to rein me in if I get off course is not necessarily more batching, but really paying attention to when I work best. And I write the best captions at night. And I could kick myself for that and be like, oh, that's so frustrating. But I'd rather like prep a handful of posts in the evening, even late at night, and then post them during the day when it makes the most sense, instead of like forcing myself to figure it out first thing in the morning and not feel like I have anything to say, because that's not when I'm most present or most aware or most helpful. But I also know that getting off course has a lot to do with my mood and how I feel in my body. And I am a very anxious person. I very, 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 very much struggle with anxiety. And I've had a couple of other health things going on that have made me feel like absolute garbage. And if I don't feel good in my body, it's going to be really hard to do anything. And so I am trying to be mindful of what is going to help me there. I know having a balanced breakfast that includes protein helps. I know consuming less caffeine helps. I know getting enough sleep helps. I know focusing on finding inspiration is good. Going for a walk is fantastic. But I also know I'm a verbal processor, hence the podcast, hence the 800 and something episodes. If you really want me to think through something, I tell everyone I know on this little show called the Strategy Hour Podcast, and thousands of people listen to my ramblings. It's cool. Number 9, how do you need to feel to be the most effective at showing up? Focus on the how do you need to feel part. Okay, how do I need to feel? I have to lower that anxiety threshold. I have to feel chill, relaxed, grounded. I don't necessarily need to be super inspired, but I need to not feel like less than or unworthy, you know? Not necessarily impostery, but like I have to feel capable in the moment. But I think all the things I mentioned about going for a walk and taking deep breaths and sitting in the sunshine, like I think all of those things help how I feel. And so I need to center on if those are the things that are going to help me feel the most effective, then I need to prioritize them. And I mentioned this in a previous episode where I talked about doing more of the things that you know benefit your day, even if they don't feel like priorities. And I could easily say going for a walk in the morning when it's technically working hours is a distraction. But if it means I show up better the rest of the day, like why am I resistant to it? And I wanted to go for a walk this morning and it was in the 30s and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But I did try to recreate some of those same feelings, a little bit slower morning, listening to a book on tape, an audiobook, a book on tape. Oh my God. Do you remember when they were cassette tapes at the library? Just me. I am old. Oh, and I'm definitely already talking about 10. How can you create more of that feeling? If you know how you need to feel to be the most effective at showing up, how can you create more of that feeling? And I need you to notice that how I create more of the feeling I need to show up in the way I need to for this business, literally none of those things are business. Like none of them. It is all centered around how my body feels. My emotional health is so intertwined with my physical health. And I don't know if that's the same for you, but it very much is for me. If I have a headache or if I'm tired or if I'm sluggish or my like endo and PCOS symptoms are flaring, you best believe I am cranky and I don't want to do anything else. Because if my body doesn't feel good, it's absolutely going to affect my mood. Which brings me to my last question for today. Is there anything I need to address in my body or prioritize first in order to make this happen? And I think it's really critical. You know, on this show, I talk a lot about strategy. I talk a lot about the tactical things, the logical things, and the next step and the things we do in business. But I am a firm believer that your mind and your body and your spirit are all very much interconnected and intertwined. And while you are one person, how you address those things, I do feel like are a little bit separate. You can't work your way to your body feeling better. Like, that's just not necessarily how that works. You have to address the feelings of the body separate from the feelings of the mind. Even if those things affect each other, if I got gut issues, you know, thinking my tummy troubles away is not going to, it's not going to happen. So is there anything I need to address in my body? Yes, there is something. And I was putting off making a doctor's appointment and I go in like 30 minutes. So I don't think I'm going to get answers in one day. I have been down this road long enough to know that one appointment is not going to fix everything, but I am going to stay mindful that I have to stay on top of my physical health in order to stay on top of my emotional health, in order to stay on top of my business health. It literally goes in that order for me. I don't know about you, but it goes in that order for me. And if you were to go back in time and look at the years in this business and correlate number of hours worked to total income and revenue to like when I spent more time focused on my physical and emotional well-being, the years that I did that, I maybe made less money, but our profit percentage was higher and I worked far less. I definitely pushed through on years that I felt worse and the business made more money, but not necessarily more profit. So I'm going to not focus on vanity and not worry about top line revenue and focus on profit and impact. Me reaching more people, even if I make less money, is more important to me at this point because I'm good financially. I've said that a million times and I am so freaking serious. My business is far smaller than it was this time last year. And I could be upset about that, or I could know that I intentionally made choices to make it more accessible. And it is impacting more people as a direct result of those decisions. So while I don't think this 45-minute session has fixed everything for me and is going to dramatically overhaul my life and business, I do think spending this time highlighted for me some things I probably already knew but weren't paying attention to. And I can tell you right now, I have a very clear list in my head of a couple of things I need to handle and do, and I feel more ready. Not necessarily less scared. I don't think I've undone trauma or gotten to the root cause, but I do feel less stuck. And to me, that was my whole goal for today. So I'm not here to fix everything you got going on in your life. I know you're going to need a team of people to help you out. But if I can get you a little less stuck and get you going a little more in the right direction, I know I'm doing my job. I'd love to hear what this brought up for you and what you're going to do as a result and how it turns out. Come back and report on it. I want to know what this exercise did and the results. Thanks so much for being here. I hope you feel good and know that the work you're doing is important. You mean a lot to me, and I would love the opportunity to support you. I want to personally invite you to be a part of our community. You can learn more about becoming a member at creativetemplechop.com/membership. You're invited. I would love to see you inside. Pop into the group, share a little more, I'm here for you.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.